WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. And you've been listening to Wide Ear Folk. And this is Otto.
Hey, and this is Josh.
And this is the Edge of Americana.
And we've got a... Well, it's Fall Fashion Week here, says Otto.
It's
right?
It was Fashion Week up in New York, and we brought it down to Richmond, Virginia. And it's Fall Fashion Week on the Edge of Americana.
Which means exactly what? You've got new stuff that's come out recently, or new stuff to you that's come out?
All the latest styles. The latest styles of old time today on the show.
Well, this one's not a new one, but it's not that old either.
It'll be new to me.
Well, this is Adam Tanner and Frank Lee doing a Lead Belly song called When I Was a Cowboy.
Good, let's do it.
Seep in your soul till the stream of your blood runs as black as the coal. With dark as a dungeon and damp as a dew, where the dangers are double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines, where the dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. Well, when I'm gone and the ages will roll, well, my body will blacken and turn into coal. Then I'll look from the door of my heavenly home and pity the miners digging my bone. With dark as a dungeon, damp as a dew, and the dangers are double, and the pleasures are few. Oh, the rain never falls, and the sun never shines. Well, it dark as a dungeon way down in the mines.
Amen. There end of the list. Thank you.
did you vote for WRIR today? Remember, WRIR is competing for a $50,000 grant to build a community newsroom. With a studio, WRIR will expand its local news and train more volunteers as citizen journalists. To get the grant, we need to get the votes every day from our volunteers, our listeners, our community, and you. Vote online at refresheverything.com/WRIR and text by calling 73774 and texting 102304. Call 73774 and text 102304. Vote online at refresheverything.com/WRIR. Vote and text every day for WRIR Community Newsroom.
Bye. it's all winter young.
Let that be a lesson to all of you out there who frequent the honky-tonks. Not that there's many honky-tonks in Richmond, but that was Angelica Grimm. She's a member of the Patuxent Record family, and Patuxent Records pretty much puts out fairly straight-ahead modern-sounding bluegrass and old-time music. Nothing diluted there.
Mr. Behrman, I thought that was getting awfully close to Nashville.
Man. I know, but it wasn't. It was.
Anyone to know that was Southern, a Josh Behrman.
Thank you. Southern Maryland. Southern Maryland is where that's from. She's More to Be Pitied, a great Stanley Brothers song, I think. Tragic. Before that, we had someone from West Virginia by way of Nashville, Otto.
Yeah, Rachel Eddy is her name.
She used to be Rachel Eddy and the Morgantown Ramblers.
Right.
I've played her on my show before in that form.
Yes, and now she's a solo artist with a record called Hand on the Plow, and she actually lives in Sweden now.
Oh, well.
She's gone to Europe, as many American expatriates have, to find, I guess, appreciation in
healthcare.
Healthcare and appreciation and economic fortune. We're going to play a few tracks from that record tonight. It's a pretty good record. I have to admit, it's got a bit of a Nashville feel to it.
Yeah, well, was Clawhammer Banjo and an accordion duet, some people's worst nightmare, perhaps. Before that, taking it back, Alan Sisson from North Georgia, recorded in February 25th, 1925. That was Cumberland Gap, and he'd been playing fiddle most of his life, and apparently, according to this biography that I'm looking at, was considered one of the best fiddlers in Georgia by the age of 12. He went up to the Edison Studios in North Orange, New Jersey, in 1925, and laid down a whole number of 78s, and that was one of them, the Cumberland Gap. And before that, tell me about that.
We had a real character. His name is Hamper McBee from Monteagle, Tennessee, and Hamper was kicking around in the 70s and 80s, and I guess maybe the 60s. But Hamper is sort of an a cappella solo singer, you know, sings those nice high mountain sounding songs, and that was Dark as a Dungeon. But he's famous in Tennessee for being a moonshiner and a carny. He worked at the World's Fair. He apparently had a still exhibit at the World's Fair in 1982 in Knoxville. And his record that was done in the early 80s has just been re-released on Drag City. And Hamper's sitting in a chair with a big handlebar villain mustache, and he's got a chain on his leg tied to a post.
Yeah.
So he's a character.
Circus geek. Well, and then we started it with Adam Tanner and Frank Lee, and they did not do When I Was a Cowboy. They did I've Always Been a Rambler. Of course, not from Lead Belly at all, but from Grayson and Whittier, or Whittier.
And, Josh, I'm still so scarred from that Patuxent gal.
Okay, thanks, Otto.
I think we got to bring it back.
All right, so bring it back. Not too far back, though. Just back far enough.
Here's the Strange Creek Singers, Mike Seeger, Alice Seeger, Tracy Schwartz, and Hazel Dickens, and Lamar Greer doing New River Train.
All right, let's hear it.
Darling, you can't love too. Darling,
I used to drive, I'll hitch you to the chariot in the morning.
All them golden slippers, all them golden slippers, them golden slippers, that's why the way I came to the me. All them golden slippers, all them golden slippers, them golden slippers, that's why the way I walk the golden free.
It ain't been tuned since way last fall, but the doctors all say we will have a good time when we ride in the chariot in the morning. There's old brother Bill and sister Luce, they will telegraph the news, so circle back the juice. What a great camp meeting that will be that day when we ride in the chariot in the morning.
All them golden slippers, all them golden slippers, them golden slippers, and wine where saved to look for me. All them golden slippers, all them golden slippers, them golden slippers, and wine where the walls are golden free.
Goodbye, chillin', I'll have to go where the rain don't fall and the wind don't blow, and your ulster coat you will not need when you ride in the chariot in the morning. But your golden slippers must be nice and clean, and your age must be just sweet 16, and your white kid gloves you will have to wear when you ride in the chariot in the morning.
All them golden slippers, all them golden slippers, them golden slippers, that's why I wear cave to look for me. All them golden slippers, all them golden slippers, them golden slippers, that's why
golden free. Yonder comes a poor little girl. I'll tell you how I know. Her head is full of her little curls hanging down so low. I'm a going it little full on to see that gal of mine. Fingering, fingering, shine like glittering gold. I'm going down to see my true love before she gets too old. I'm going to live for long to see that gal of mine. I asked that girl to marry me. What do you reckon she said? She said she wouldn't marry me if all the rest is dead. If I go to Italy, I'll fall on to see that gal of mine. That girl to marry me, and I don't give a darn. I'll do my best to treat her right and them two kids of hern. I'm going to Italy for long to see that gal of mine. I'm scared we's all going to freeze to death enduring that last cold spell. Had nothing but a load of green pine poles that wouldn't burn in hell. I'm going to Italy for long to see that gal of mine. If ever I'm away from home and a lady coming in, I'll give her up them better coals and pull that last string in. I'm going to Italy, you'll fall long to see that gal of mine. There's nothing I would ever do that trouble of a mine. We never gonna ever row about who's gonna sleep behind. I'm going to Italy before long to see that gal of mine.
Build me a cabin on some mountain high so I can see the pretty girls.
WRIR programming is supported again by this year's 43rd Street Festival of the Arts, held this Saturday, September the 25th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Forest Hill and 43rd Street in South Richmond. The 43rd Street Festival features 75 local and regional artisans, music and food, and raises money for Freedom House. The festival is free and open to the public. For more information, you can call 804-233-1758.
Richmond 3rd District City Councilman Chris Hilbert will be holding a public meeting on Wednesday, September the 22nd, at the Richmond Police Department Training Academy at 1202 West Graham Road in Richmond's north side near Virginia Union University. Items on the agenda include Councilman Hilbert's presentation on the city's anticipated $6.7 million budget surplus and public feedback, as well as a number of other topics. For more information, you can phone Councilman Hilbert at 804-646-6055 or email chris.hilbert, H-I-L-B-E-R-T, at richmondgov.gov. And this is the Edge of Americana, and this is Otto.
Hey, and this is Josh, and that was Otto, tell me about that one. I've never heard of this fellow before, but he sounds like a very old man.
An old man, but a young guy. He's a professional musician, so that means he does music lessons during the day to support his desire to play music.
I know that feeling.
You're familiar with that trade. And this is a record, really a self-release record of his called Take Me Home. Thank you, CD Baby, for I was digging around on CD Baby the other day, and I came across this and said, oh, this sounds like it belongs on our show. And that was the old Plank Road. And I was telling Josh that I Googled Plank Roads to see what the story about those are. And they were, before the railroads, there was some, and they were kind of the equivalent of the canals here in Richmond. They were entrepreneurial ventures to, build a wood road essentially across a boggy part of the country. But they were mainly built up in the northeast and in Canada, not down in the south. So I'm kind of curious how that old-timey sounding song came to be written about the old Plank Road.
I don't know.
Someone should call in and give us a call at 649-9. The glare is catching me here. 9737.
804-649-9737.
What was before that, Josh?
Before that, I believe we had Bascom Lamar Lunsford from right around the Asheville area of North Carolina doing a tune called Italy, which I enjoy very much. Comes from an album put out by County called Old Time Mountain Banjo that features a lot of the kind of usual suspects who might be playing Old Time Mountain Banjo. And he was doing kind of a hybridized downstroke and upstroke there. Oh, if you're calling right now, you got to wait.
Just give us 2 seconds.
Before that, we had Jason and Ferris Romero and Friend doing Walk Chalk Chicken with a Necktie On, which is a funny named tune.
Yeah, nice little record. Another new release that Jason Romero's put out. What he's done is he's partnered up with a bunch of Northwestern Coast United States fiddlers and done a series of songs with him and his wife playing, I guess, rhythm to these various fiddlers. And it's nice music. It's like all of his records, it has a nice sound.
And before that, my favorite version, and I don't have many favorite versions of Golden Slippers because, as Otto said, it's kind of a treacly song, said to me. He didn't say it to you. But that was a great version by Al Hopkins and his Buckle Busters featuring some tenor banjo and a little jaw harp and some harmonica, and it's really good stuff.
Rousing old time.
And we started it with
the Strange Creek Singers, Mike Seeger and Alice and Hazel and the whole crowd.
Lamar Greer on the banjo.
Doing basically a very bluegrassy version of New River Train there.
Yep, and it sounded good.
So, Josh, what are we going to play next?
Right now we're going to hear from the great Benny Thomason, legendary Texas fiddler, and he's going to play a tune called Cattle in the Cane Break that a lot of people just call Cattle in the Cane. You can give us a call, 804-649-9737. You can call back now. Thank you.
Hello there, Jeff.
Hello, Roy.
Boy, it looks like you've been playing some. See, you got your guitar with you.
Yeah, I've been playing a little.
Say, let's you and I try that old number you used to play, that guitar rag, and work on it like you used to, way back in West Virginia.
All right.
Father, and he'd roll Mike, the old Bill, I love her well. My darling baby, Mike, the old Bill, Mike, the old Bill, I love her well. My darling baby, my Creole Belle. Anyone can tell when the stars shine, I'll call her mine, my darling baby, my Creole Belle.
Much about was wore down here, he'd soon wear them out. We're gonna take them up beyond the to put on a rope, gonna put on my golden shoe. I'll rise when the rooster crows, oh, rise when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, oh, down where the sugar cane grows. Don't let old Satan try to fool you, for the gates will be closed and you can't get through. With a long white robe and the white socks too, gonna put on my golden shoes. I'll rise when the rooster crows, rise when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, oh, down where the sugar cane grows. When Gable comes for to blow his horn, well, you needn't pull back, for you've got to go on. So prepare yourself for the judgment day, for you can't take money and buy your way. I'll rise when the rooster crows, oh, rise when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, oh, down where the sugar cane grows. We'll have cider all the fall, oh, said I's going to the ball, where the duck chews tobacco and the goose drinks wine, the old hen cackle while the rooster keeps the time. I'll rise when the rooster crows, rise when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, oh, down where the sugar cane grows. What you gonna do when the women all dead? Gonna sit in the corner with a hung down head. Well, if I had to marry, I wouldn't marry for riches. I marry a big fat gal that couldn't wear the breeches. I'll rise when the rooster crows, rise when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, oh, down where the sugar cane grows.
used to walk around with it, all in a fresco. I started downtown the other day. I met a chick, funny that way. I had to all it up and go. I had to all it up and go. Don't used to fool around with it. Got to all it up and go. I don't chew the bathroom and I don't dip stuff. Put the stuff on the bottle. I've got enough. Got to all it up and go. Got to all it up and go. Don't used to walk around with it. I got to all it up and go. Yeah!
Listening to Edge of Americana right here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. That's
Let me clue you in, ladies and gentlemen, a little radio station procedure here. The FCC requires us to get the call letters 2 minutes before the hour or 2 minutes after the hour.
And anywhere Josh, in that time.
And Josh was at 7:57 on our studio clock here, and he was just drawing it out to get to the 58.
Professional volunteer.
Very well done.
Thank you. And you're listening to Radio for the Rest of Us, and of course,
Richmond's Independent Radio.
We are.
And the Sound of Surprise.
Yeah. Boo. You just heard, who'd you just hear? You heard Blind Boy Fuller doing My Brown Skin Sugar Plum from the Best of Brown Boy Fuller, or excuse me, Blind Boy Fuller on, of all things, Stardust Records.
And before that, we had Charlie Burse and his Memphis Mudcast doing Oil It Up and Go.
Tell me about that. That was funky.
It was pretty funky. Charlie Burse played in the Memphis Jug Band with Will Shade. And in the late 30s, he and Will Shade continued to play together on street corners and at parties through their entire lives. But in the late 30s, Charlie Burse put together a group that basically was a jug band group, but he substituted jazz instruments for a lot of the harmonicas and the jug and everything. And you've got 12 of these sides they cut that are all like that. They're basically jazz songs, but they're almost like a Jelly Roll Morton kind of 20 years earlier. And they're really delightful, and that was a nice example.
It's great bass playing on there, and typical of Document Records. Every other musician besides Charlie Burse is unknown on the whole record, unfortunately.
Yeah. Sketchy details.
But before that, we had Binkley Brothers Dixie Clodhoppers doing I'll Rise When the Rooster Crows. There's a Nashville band there from a County Records release. And good old Mississippi John Hurt before that.
Yeah, doing My Creole Belle, one of my favorite songs, the Library of Congress recordings number 2.
Before that, we had the Bice Family doing a lovely a cappella thing, He'll Roll Me Over the Tide. And Ruth Myers, Maudie Ford, Lila Davis, and Jimmy Bice, who were the children of a woman named Elzia Bice, who is a very skilled fiddler from Tennessee, but she didn't play in public. So she kind of bestowed her musical talent upon her children. And that's from an album that's the Pine Breeze recordings, which is a great thing, from Jubilee Records.
And before that, we opened up the set with Roy Harvey and Jess Johnson doing Guitar Rag off a County release called Old Time Mountain Guitar. Old Time Mountain Guitar. And that was actually a Harold recommendation from a few shows back to me. So thank you, Harold.
Yep. Thank you, Harold. And here we are. And if you want to know all of this stuff, you can go to WRIR.org and see our playlists. Otto's already got the fabulous picture up there. I'm not sure where that came from, but if only it's like if Herb Alpert meets Square Dance Band is what that is.
Very busy of late at work, and I'm in decompression mode. So today I spent some time gussying up our blog page.
Very nice. Well, let's move right on with the second hour of our set here. I think we have another one from Young Miss Rachel Eddy.
Yes,
it's ready to go.
Is
I think.
Cute? Is
it
cute?
Yeah, it is cute.
Yeah, Red Rocking Chair.
All right, Red Rocking Chair. Give us a call 804-649-9737.
Thank you. I'm broken, I ain't got a dime. I'm broken, I ain't got a dime. I'm broke, I ain't got a dime. Everybody gets it hard up sometimes. I was standing on East Cairo Street one day. I was standing on East Cairo Street one day. Standing on East Cairo Street one day. One dime was all I had. Mama, don't treat your daughter mean. Mama, don't treat your daughter mean. Mama, don't treat your daughter mean. That's the meanest woman a man must ever see. You want your friend to be bad like Jesse James. You want your friend to be bad like Jesse James. Want your friend to be bad like Jesse James. Get to the 62 highway, some faster train. One time was all I had. One time was all I had. One time was all I had. Trying to be a sporting lad. I bought that morning news on. I brought that morning news. I brought that morning news. Then I bought a cigar too.
down to Boogaloo. Let me go down to Boogaloo. Let me go down to Boogaloo. Oh, let me go down to Boogaloo. Let me go down. Let me go down to Boogaloo. Let's go to the harbor. Get a lick and tell it go down to Bimini.
Here's a tune my daddy called Rochester Shodyssey. Charlie Lowe and some more musicians called it Walking in the Parlor. So I don't know which one's right.
Yeah. There are 14,932 ways to fall on the radio. In this next hour of Radiolab, we will bring you 8. Falling! That's the next Radiolab.
Radiolab airs Monday, 1 to 2 p.m., right here on 97.3 FM and online at WRIR.org.
In conjunction with the exhibition Imaging South Africa, collection projects by Simon Allen, WRIR and VCU's Anderson Gallery are co-sponsoring In the Groove, a conversation about collecting and curating African music with WRIR's DJs Bill Lupoletti and David Noyes, and artist Simon Allen, Wednesday, September the 29th at 6 p.m. These three passionate collectors of African music will discuss their motivations, methods, and discoveries. Event and exhibition are free and open to the public at the Anderson Gallery, 907.5 West Franklin Street. More information is available at www.vcu.edu/arts/gallery.
WRIR's programming is generously supported by the Richmond office of the law firm of Kaufman & Knowles.
Hello.
Kaufman & Knowles is a full-service law firm, serving the legal needs of the Richmond area businesses in commercial litigation, commercial real estate, corporate law, municipal finance, employment, and securities law. Kaufman & Knowles, Richmond lawyers serving the needs of Richmond business. For further information, call 804-771-5700 or www.kaufmanandknowles.com.
And folks, I just want to tell you about a little thing. Maybe some of you know, in my other life, the group I play with, we are big supporters of an organization in town called All the Saints Theater, run by one Miss Lily Lamberta. If you're familiar with the annual Halloween parade in Oregon Hill or the May Day parade, maybe you know of her excellent puppetry and parade work. Well, she's holding one of her fabulous spaghetti dinners this Saturday night, at a place place, 1010 West 49th Street on the south side of Richmond, and there's going to be spaghetti, and there's going to be theater and entertainment, and it is free. It is suggested donation kind of thing. Everything starts at 7, and there's dinner and all included, and it's all basically for you know, the cause of nothing but a good time.
And this is Saturday night?
This is Saturday night. I think if you want more information, if you search All the Saints Theater in various forms, I think they must have a MySpace or something like that. And that's enough about that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about music.
Yeah. You're listening to The Edge of Americana, by the way, and this is your host, Otto.
And Josh.
And Josh. And we just played, before the promos there, we just did a track by a guy named Bill Christofferson.
Hot track.
Really nice track. Hell and High Water. Josh, you talk about that track because you talk about it with such knowledge.
Well, that's the Beaumont Rag, for those of you who don't know. And what I was saying, I really enjoyed about it. One thing is how dry it sounds. And what I mean by that is specifically the recording quality. You know, certainly classic country music from Nashville and kind of all slickly recorded music generally has reverb on it. It's all kind of gated out to sound a certain way, like you're in a hall, whether you're in a hall or not. And it's clear that those guys are playing together at the same time. You know, there's nothing on that. It just, like Otto said, you can hear the wood of the fiddle. You can hear the scratch of the bow, and it sounds great. And slick fiddling nonetheless, too. And I've never heard of this person, but I'm glad Otto found it. And that was the Beaumont Rag. Before that, we had Lyman Enlow, a great Missouri fiddler with Sugar in the Coffee, not to be confused with Wouldn't Give Me Sugar in My Coffee-O, but that's from an album called Fiddle Tunes I Recall.
And before that, we had Joseph Spence.
No, we didn't. No. We had an indie rocker.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I wanted to forget that.
Uh-huh.
Wanted to just forget what I did there. That was Kristen Hirsch. I love Kristen Hirsch. Doing, what is it?
The Cuckoo.
Clarence Ashley's great song on her electric guitar there. And then before that, what did we have?
Before that, we had Tommy Gerald. I bookended that with two fiddle tunes.
He was trying to quarantine it.
Yeah. Tommy Gerald doing the Rochester Shoddish and Walking in the Parlor. Or the same. I think people call them the same song there. And that's from Sail Away Ladies, Volume Number 1.
And then before Tommy Gerald, we had Joseph Spence. And we do like Joseph Spence on the Edge of Americana.
We do.
And
we could do a whole show about Joseph Spence. It would all sound like the same song, probably, but it's awesome.
It's a very good song. That was Bohemian Gal. Off a record called, what was it called?
Happy
All the Time on Carthage. And what was neat in the liner notes, those are, like most of his recordings that were done in the Bahamas, they're live recordings done out in the street. And on that particular one, there were a set of schoolgirls and his wife who ran a local restaurant. And they were all singing along with him on that song in the background. If you listen closely, you could hear them.
Before that was Blind Lemon Jefferson with One Dime Blues. And we started it with Rachel Eddy doing Red Rocking Chair from her newest, is it her newest album? Hand on the Plow? What year is that album?
It's brand new.
Excellent. Well, it's 8:24, so you're with Edge of Americana for just another half hour and some. So let's get a little silly here. I'm going to play you something from Clint Howard. You probably know this song. It goes by a few different names. Three Nights Drunk is one of the common names of it. But here he is singing it. I saw him sing this song with Doc Watson at Merlefest in 2000, and it was, you know, a hilarious moment for me, to be sure. And here he is doing Cabbage Head.
Now the first night when I come home, drunk as I could be, I stood a horse right in the barn where my horse ought to be. Now come here, little wife, and explain this thing to me. How come a horse lived in the barn where my horse ought to be? I've traveled over this country 4,000 miles or more, and a saddle up on a milk cow's back I never have seen before. Every horse gets closer to home. Now the second night when I come home, drunk as I could be, I hung a coat right on the rack where my coat ought to be. Now come here, little wife, it's
strangest thing to me. How come a coat fit on the right for my coat ought to be? Traveled over this country 4,000 miles or more, and pockets on a bed of quilt I never have seen before. Here comes the verse I can't stand. Third night when I come home, drunk as I could be, I lay a head right on the pillow where my head ought to be. Now come here, little white baby, explain this thing to me. How come a head here on the pillow where my head ought to be? And a mustache on a cabbage head I never have seen before.
Oh, mighty fine, mighty fine.
I think we have an instrumental here that sort of features, or that is, it really lets the bass fiddle shine on this one. We think Tom can do it. So we'll turn him loose. This is also an old tune, one titled My Grandfather's Clock.
wild about all kinds of berries. Black and blue and red and straw and red. But most of all, I like to guzzle cherries. And I eat them every night in bed. I like to eat,
I like to eat,
I like to eat,
I like to eat. And no matter what it is, I like to eat.
Now I can sing the praises of pistachios, and I eat them till I almost bust. And I also like pecans and cashews. Yes, indeed, I sure love my nuts. I like to eat,
I like to eat,
I like to eat,
I like to eat. And no matter what it is, I like to eat.
I love oranges, apples, pears, and peaches. Anything like that will always suit the desire so far inside me reaches that I'm simply lost without my fruit. I like to eat,
I like to eat,
I like to eat,
I like to eat. And no matter what it is, I like to eat.
Bananas.
Ah, Daddy.
So that it almost seems to be a sin. They're so good that when I'm all through eating, I still like to nibble on the skin. I like to eat,
I like to eat,
I like to eat,
I like to eat. And no matter what it is, I like to eat.
All together with Herb and Smokey, my brother, old cousin Ray back there on the old bass fiddle. I'm to learn a new tune while I was up at Nashville messing around, and we're going to try to fix it for you. On the call, I'm knocking on your door. You better come in there, guitar.
I'm knocking on your door. Thank you.
where my place used to be. Now that you can hold him, please don't scold him like you did me. Who takes my place every night? Who thinks I'm wrong when I'm right? Now you're gone to miss my kiss. I'm gone to miss my little miss. Who's crying? Sweet Papa now, every little while.
Put on the lid, Mama gonna cook some shortening bread. Whole family love shortening bread. The whole family love shortening bread. Two little boys laying in the bed. One turned over and the other one said, my Mama gonna cook some. Mama gonna cook some shortening bread.
Computer right now? Go to refresheverything.com/WRIR to vote for WRIR's project. Listening to WRIR on the radio? Text to vote by calling 73774 and texting 102304. Sitting and listening? Vote online and text. For WRIR to earn $50,000, our project needs to place in the top 10. If you have a minute, consider voting today. Get WRIR in the top 10. Vote online at refresheverything.com/WRIR and text by calling 73774 and texting 102304. Vote online at refresheverything.com/WRIR.
And you are listening to The Edge of Americana, and this is your host, Otto.
And Josh.
And the track before that promo was Shortening Bread, of course. And this is kind of, I think this is a pretty cool little factoid about that song. You listen to it and you think that's an African-American plantation tune, but it was actually written by a famous Midwestern poet named James Whitcomb Riley, a Caucasian poet who wrote it in 1900. But it was recorded by Gil Tanner and... Gid Tanner, and E.C. Perrow in 1920. So I think that's one of the cool things about old-time music is there's songs that actually date back to England, and there's stuff that comes basically from other
straight sources
that get co-opted.
It's a homegrown art.
And moved around.
And that was Mississippi John Hurt doing it there. Before that, the modern Mountaineers. That was recorded March 1st, 1937 in a hotel in San Antonio, Texas. J.R. Chatwell on the fiddle, Lefty Groves on the guitar, Hal Hebert on the tenor saxophone, Rip Ramsey on the bass, Johnny Tams on the tenor banjo, and Smokey Wood playing piano. And Smokey Wood is kind of the most notable member of the modern Mountaineers, specifically because of his, and I think I've said this before, his unabashed and unashamed, he was a big proponent of smoking marijuana. You know, and this is 1937 when it was not such a thing that, you know, everybody does. Ooh. Not like now, I'm saying. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, so that's great. The Modern Mountaineers, awesome. Before that, great music.
Yeah, Mayfield Brothers. What was it in that track they did?
I Am Knocking on Your Door. The Mule Skinner did that track later on.
Mayfield Brothers from Texas. And that song was actually recorded in Clovis, New Mexico at Norman Petty Studio. And for all you rockabilly fans out there, that's Norman Petty, and that famous studio is where Buddy Holly did his first recordings in the early 1950s.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And the Mayfield Brothers are a dashing group of young men, for sure. The Sweet Violet Boys there before that, a.k.a. the Prairie Ramblers, when the Prairie Ramblers were doing kind of bluer songs, and that was I Love My Fruit from a series of 78s that they recorded.
And before that, we had a version of Grandfather Clock done by the early country gentleman on Folkways.
That was Eddie Adcock playing the banjo. We'll get back to Eddie Adcock in just a second here. And we started the whole set with Clint Howard doing Cabbage Head recorded live, and that's a great song. So just very quickly, we want to say thanks to Mark for bringing us this big box of 78s. We're in the process of tracking down a 78 player. I think we've found one among the WRIR volunteers, which, of course, we knew we would.
And then we're going to tidy these things up a little bit. And then I think we're going to try to build a show around playing that box of records that Mark brought by. So thank you again, Mark.
Very nice. A whole bunch of pre-war 78s. If anyone else has any pre-war 78s lying around your attic or your neighbor's attic that you're just looking to
drop them off at the station.
Yeah, 1621 West Broad Street, Apartment B. Now, Otto, can you... track that up a little bit, the next one. That's what. So we heard from Eddie Adcock before doing Grandfather Clock. Now we're going to hear another one. Here's a banjo duet. This is Eddie Adcock and Don Reno doing Bye Bye Blues. You got another 15 minutes of Edge of Americana. You can give us a call, 804-649-9737.
Thank you. depot, leave it down on time. If I don't catch the fast mail, I'm gonna ride the line. Well, my gal is a highborn lady. Little dog, but not too shady, long line. You can outshine that highborn gal of mine. Sitting on the platform, 1,000 miles from home, sitting about some good time, well, it done passed and gone. Well, my gal is a highborn lady. Little dog, but not too shady, long line. Can outshine that highborn gal of mine. Nashville is a pretty town, Memphis is a beauty. If you want to see them pretty girls, just hop to Chattanooga. Well, my gal is a highborn lady. Little dog, but not too shady, long line. You can outshine that highborn gal of mine. Last year was a good crop year, roast and years and tomatoes. Daddy didn't raise no cotton and corn, but logs all potatoes. Put my gal in a highborn lady. Little dog, but not too shady, long line. Can outshine that highborn gal of mine.
Lovely.
Lovely. East Tennessee Blues. That one goes out to my mom, who I'm sure is listening right now in Jonesboro, Tennessee.
Excellent. And I was in East Tennessee this weekend myself at the Bristol Rhythm and Roots Festival. And I saw some really great music, and I saw some music which I didn't like at all. So,
but even that was okay because you had good libations, did you not?
I had any number of things being handed to me in jars that were anywhere from clear to dark brown.
Well, that version of East Tennessee Blues was by Bill Christopherson off his Hell and High Water. I love that Hell and High Water CD. And I'd say that's one of the good ones we've
listened
to.
Yeah, you hit well on that record, I would say. Before that, we had Sam and Kirk McGee doing My Gal is a Highborn Lady from an album called Opry Old Timers, which is the McGee brothers and then also the Crook brothers just kind of splitting tracks there. And that's a great album, which I picked up a while back.
And before that, we had another one from what I call the Cliff Top crowd.
Mm-hmm.
That was Jason Romero and Ferris Romero. From Back Up and Push or Back Up and Pull?
Back Up and Push is the name of the album.
And that was Frankie.
Frankie, but it wasn't Frankie and Johnny.
No, it wasn't. It was just Frankie.
And we started that set with Eddie Adcock and Don Reno. They were doing Bye Bye Blues from an album called The Sensational Twin Banjos of Eddie Adcock and Don Reno. And that is going to basically do it for us tonight. We've got time for just one more here. And
let me make sure I have it queued up here, actually.
You ought to make sure that it's queued up. Coming up next is Lee with The Lee Show. I say Lee in parentheses, of course, because his real name is Jerome. But
I think he's got a tribute show tonight.
The Jerome Show doesn't sound as good. Yes, I believe tonight The Lee Show will be celebrating Hank Williams' birthday party, and just goes to show what good historians we are that we notice that it was,
well, you know, Hank, our focus is pre-1950.
So. Yeah. And it was. I'd pointed out that for a show called The Fall Fashion Show, we pretty much kept it, a lot of it,
it was
very old. Pretty old. Which just goes to show that vintage is cool, folks.
Vintage
just
always is.
Look
style.
Around you and see all of the cat eye glasses and banjo ukuleles.
Flat front pants and narrow lapel suits.
Mm-hmm.
Love them.
So we're going to go out with something that is a little more new.
Yes, this is actually one of my little curveballs, but it's pretty straight. It's Bill Frisell, and Bill Frisell loves to dabble in old time in his jazz music. And this is him doing the Carter Family Standard, Keep on the Sunny Side.
So come on back next week. I'm not sure what we'll have, but we'll have something. And we'll go out with Bill Frisell. Thanks for listening. Nope.